the Mesilas Yesharim. We're up to the words Al Kain, Ein HaToelis.
It's on page Yud Zayin. Asher Kilot is a Rodoy Meshev and Adam, Mesav Elev Kfi Rova Pearsum, Im Kain here. Aval Toelis here. Kikar Asher Levisif Lushim. It should be right here. Al Kain, Ein HaToelis. It's like seven lines down from the top. Al Kain, Ein HaToelis. So he says the purpose of the Sefer is just to remind you of the things you know. Again, I think the theme so far of what we've been saying with Avodah Mishkan Evna is the concept that working on yourself and Avodah Sa'adam, we tend to think of it as a little bit separate from who we are as human beings. It's something I got to do. I got to go pick up something from the cleaners. I got to go make sure I printed out the ticket. I got to make sure I downloaded the new iOS, update. And I got to then work on my midos. Says the Mesilas Yesharim, or the Lavavi Mishkan Evnes Pshat Nemesilas Yesharim, so long as you see working on your midos as something secondary to your life, like the $10 check, you'll never deal with it seriously. It won't be on your mind. It won't be something that you take care of and worry about. So let's look inside. Al Kain, Ein HaToeles HaNilkach Mizeh Sefer Yotzim Bo Minakriya Pamachas. Therefore, the value of using this Sefer is not in reading it once. Ki kfar efsher shelo yimtza kora besichlo chidushim achar kriyaso shelo bo lifnei kriyaso el me'at. Because it could be that you're not going to find intellectually anything new when you read it. The to'elis, the value, comes from chazara behasmada and diligence. Ki yizachru lo dvara ma'ela, because you remember these things which people naturally forget. Vayasem alibo chavaso asher hu mitalem imenu. And you'll put on your heart that which you need to put on your heart. You know, they say the Vilna Gaon, every time he got an aliyah in Shul, reviewed the Mesilas Yesharim seven times as he walked up to the Bima. So that always bothered me. Because the Mesilas Yesharim is quite a long Musar Sefer. And unless he was davening in a Shul that was like the length of a football field, it's not possible. But it's a simple answer, but it dawned on me. I was working on a project, which I'm not sure if it's a dumb project or not, but I'm going to go for it because I'm learning a lot and it's reviewing. It's helping me learn. I was creating a program called the 6-Month Talmud Chacham. What if you could condense all your learning into 6 months to become a Talmud Chacham? What would you need to know? Okay? What are the 6 months worth of information that you need to know to become a Talmud Chacham? So, and you have to pick the main things that somebody has to know to become a Talmud Chacham. So I decided to take the Mesilas Yesharim, that's a classic, that's got to be on the list, and summarize the main points of the Mesilas Yesharim. I got it down to two sides of a sheet. The main points. Everything is a gem here in the Mesilas Yesharim, but there are key and critical points which he himself summarizes at the end of each chapter. So I summarized the main point, and it dawned on me. I bet you that's what it means. The Vilna Gaon summarized it seven times as he was walking down. He knew the main points of the Mesilas Yesharim, the main Yesodos, the chapter headings, and as he went down, he said them. He re-drilled them into himself. We're going to see what they are. But he repeated them over, those key words, those chapter introductions. He said them as he walked down. So the plan is, the idea here is, when Mesilas Yesharim is telling you, you got to create a plan to make this a part of your life. It can't be haphazard. It can't be something that's here or there. Too often, you know, this is the problem with learning in high school. Learning in high school is haphazard. What that means is, there may be something your Rebbe is going to teach you that was really amazing. Or there may be a Dvar Torah that you heard on Friday that your Rebbe taught you for Shabbos. But you know what the problem is? You'll never have it after high school. Why? Where are you putting it? Where are you putting it? In the notebook they gave out in class? Where are those sheets going to go? Where's it going? It's sitting in, there's still notebooks I have in a drawer underneath. You need a system. You have a notebook here. You're keeping the notes, but you need a system of follow-up after it. Think about it this way. You're learning so much over 4 years. Why let it go to waste? Why waste this time? Why just throw it away? You're learning anyways. You're sitting here. You committed. You came this summer. You're there during the year. You don't want to be in that chair. Do want to be in that chair. You're there anyways. Why not keep the information? Why let it go? That means you got to create a plan and put it in place so how it's going to stay with you. And that saves you time later on of trying to reacquire information that you already learned. There's an Isser in the Torah. The first Lubavitcher Rebbe says, people forget about this Isser. He says, it's a vir Isser, al tishkach, do not forget. And that's referring to the Torah that you learn. Don't forget the Torah that you learn. If you learn Torah, there's an Isser to forget it. There's an Isser to forget. You have to do something to retain it. So we're taking notes here. And there's ways of retaining it. You can take a screenshot of each of these notes at the end of the summer, load it up. What I do is whenever I write something down on a paper, I don't want it to be gone. So what I'll do is if I'm not going to retype it, I'll take a screenshot with my phone, load it up to a Dropbox folder, and you save it. You save it. And you never know when you can break it out. Someone says on a Shabbaton, hey, can you give me a Dvar Torah in X or Y? And you got it there. But I'm just telling you from a life point of view. Life, you only have so much amount of time. I have this great file. I keep these files that I save with me wherever I go. It's in my office, and I take it with me in my bag. Of things that are just good mussar to myself. So I have an argument, I have an article, it's so good, where the guy wanted to visualize how much time he has left on earth. Right? Because we don't understand what it means. Let's say the average lifespan for a male now in America is 82 years old. Right? It's like 6 months shorter than a woman. Now let's say it's the average lifespan. How much time does that mean we have left on earth? So what he did was, he did it in terms of 25 different pictures. First, what he did was he laid out how many pies of slices of pizza would he have left in his life. So he figured he gets pizza twice a month, calculated times 12, and then he figured out the guy was already 40. So he calculated the difference of living another 42 years. He minus 2 because he says I probably won't be eating pizza at 82, right? I'll probably be down to like eating like you know stuff I'll be stuck with. So he goes, let's say for another 40 years of pizza twice a month, and he puts it out in a chart of pizza, and then you look at it and it's like scary. Oh my gosh, that's not a lot of time. He did it with how many Monday Night Football games he has left, and he mapped it out. How many times he'll have left going to Fenway Park? He lives in Boston. How many times he'll have left? And he put the picture of the Boston Red Sox logo, and he looked at it. He figures he goes to Fenway Park twice a year. He put it down, and he realized, my gosh, I only have maximum. I'm not going to go twice a year every year. I probably have a maximum 50 more times. And you put the Fenway, the Red Sox logo, 50 times in a paper, and you look at it, and it's scary. So while on one hand it's a scary statistic, but on the other hand, it's a mechayev. It creates this urgency that which we're learning, we have to make the most of. You can't waste time with the learning. Take it in, process it, come up with a way that you're going to keep it with you, and figure out a way it's going to impact your life. Certainly with Musar, that's true. We're going to learn different midas from the Mesilas Yesharim, different character traits. We can't waste those moments. We're going to have to figure out how we make the most of it each and every day. We'll stop there, guys. Have a good time today.